girl. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year.
All right. We have got one of UHealth superstar doctors with us today. We've got Dr. Richard Durr. We're going to discuss the advances in lung cancer detection. Long thought to be a death sentence, now advances in early detection are helping many people beat lung cancer. If you've got a loved one who has been or is a smoker, you better get them close to the radio right now. Dr. Durr, welcome back to the show.
Very good to be here. Thank you.
Now, you know, We've heard on the show now that there can be some x-rays. If you get a regular x-ray, it can really help ID early lung cancer, and that's a real big part of the detection. What else is going on these days over there?
Well, actually, Jim, x-rays themselves, a routine chest x-ray, has not been shown to be of any benefit in lung cancer detection.
Oh.
What is of benefit is low-dose CT scan screening.
Hold on, we dropped off there. Hold on, we had a problem. So it's low dose, CAT scan. Okay,
yeah.
CT scan. Yeah. I'm sorry, I got my devices mixed up.
Right, but this has been a real advance. In 2011, the results of a randomized clinical trial of at-risk individuals at risk for lung cancer. Randomized to receive a yearly CT scan or actually a chest x-ray. And the chest x-ray was found to be ineffective, but the CT scan was found to be effective and reduce the lung cancer mortality in the screen group by 20%.
Wow.
Which is quite substantial.
Well, that sounds terrific. You know, so that's a breakthrough. Are there some research things that are coming up, some drug improvements, things like that, that help people have a better quality of life during the treatment?
Well, the lung cancer screening program is designed to detect lung cancers at a very early stage when they're amenable to surgical treatment with a high likelihood of success. There have been advances with the development of quite a number of new drugs over the past 4 or 5 years targeting specific genetic abnormalities within the cancer cell themselves. But these treatments are generally directed toward people with more advanced disease, and they have been quite successful in many patients in prolonging their survival with good quality of life. This is a different group of patients, obviously, than the ones detected in early detection programs using CT screening.
Now, if somebody wants to get a CT screening, can they go anywhere, or should they go to a place that's got the right, I got to say, I think it's radiologist to help them out and read the thing, or what should people do?
They really need to go to an experienced center where the radiologist or expert at treating interpreting these scans, where the technologists doing the scans are trained to use the lowest possible dose of radiation and achieving an adequate scan, and where there's a multidisciplinary group of radiologists, cardiothoracic surgeons, pulmonologists, and medical oncologists who will evaluate the patient and decide what the best treatment is if an abnormality is detected. The problem is that many abnormalities are detected or many findings occur in CT scans which are not malignant tumors. And if one overreacts to these and does a lot of unnecessary invasive testing, this is risky on the one hand and of no benefit on the other. So one needs an experienced team to evaluate the scans and determine if any further invasive testing is necessary or whether simple follow-up with repeat CT scans at a year or shorter intervals is appropriate.
Wow, it sounds like you just described the UHealth folks at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer there.
Well, I think I have, actually. And we've, although the results of this National Lung Screening trial became available in 2011, we've actually had experience at the medical center in lung cancer screening dating back to about 2000. It's taken all that time to develop the knowledge and provide the basis for the NLST screening trial that was reported in 2011, which confirmed what we had long felt to be the case, that CT screening is of benefit in early detection of lung cancer.
And I want to remind everybody that they recently had the RIDE DCC to help. All the money raised goes to the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center, and I'm sure that you can still go to that website and make a donation. I encourage you. We did with our family. I know a lot of other people did, too. A lot of people participated. Doctor, what do you see on the horizon here? It sounds like there's some exciting things in protocols and some exciting things in medications.
Well, I think now that we have, again, a randomized trial that proves the efficacy of lung cancer screening, I think that needs to now be rolled out and made available to the general population. It's one thing to have the knowledge that this is a benefit. It's another thing to get the medical community to encourage patients who are at risk to have the scanning done. There are a number of favorable things that have happened recently that I should point out. The United States Preventive Services Task Force has endorsed lung cancer screening. What that means now is that all of the insurance vehicles that have been approved by the Affordable Care Act are now obliged to offer lung cancer screening to appropriate individuals without any copays.
Wow.
In addition, very recently, Medicare has also endorsed lung cancer screening so that Medicare beneficiaries who fall into the high-risk group, as Medicare has determined it to be, also can receive CT lung cancer screening that will be paid for by Medicare. And that group of individuals is between 55 and 77 years of age, have had what we call a 30-pack-year smoking history. That is, they've smoked one pack a day for 30 years or two packs a day for 15 years, as examples. And they've also had to have quit smoking within the past 15 years or be current smokers.
Well, doctor, we've only got a minute left. How do people get to you to get this screening, and what does it cost if they don't have those insurances?
Well, the Sylvester is offering it if individuals are paying out of pocket for $149.
Mm-hmm.
But again, most insurance companies now, if one falls into the high risk group, are paying for the scan.
Did you hear that, Larry? You can get a scan now. I'm just talking to one of the guys here.
The best way to arrange for the scan is to call Marie Charles, who is our nurse coordinator for the program. Her number is 305-243-9069. That's 305-243-9069. The scans can be done either at the main medical school campus and at the Civic Center area, or in our satellite facilities at Deerfield Beach, Plantation, or in Kendall.
Well, doctor, whatever
site it's done, the same group of dedicated radiologists and a multidisciplinary team will review the scans.
You know, that's terrific. I want to thank you for bringing this service to our community. I hope everybody who's listening takes advantage of this. And please, nobody should be dying of lung cancer on our watch. Doctor, thank you so much for coming and speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.